Good afternoon, Barbara. This is Kaya with Family First. How are you?
Hi there, honey.
Good. Do you hear me?
I can hear you, dear.
Good. Okay. I see here that you applied for home care services, correct?
Yes, baby.
Amazing. Can you just confirm with me your date of birth, please?
7/3/1956.
Amazing. Okay. And did you ever get home care services before?
No, love. I was trying to talk to you. I asked her if she can call later because I was at the store trying to get a couple things for food. But I don't have any I'll find out what you need because I know I don't have anything on me as far as.
Okay.
You said
no,
something about insurance?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to confirm, just to make sure financially you're going to be eligible, do you make more than $2,900 a month?
More than two. I'm retired.
Okay, so you don't make more than $2,900.
Oh yes, I do.
You make more than $2,900 a month.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so financially, then I'm not sure you're going to be eligible. You work. You have income.
No, I don't work.
But you still make more than $2,900 a month.
Yes, combined. You know, Social Security. In my pension.
And combined, that's more than
$2,900? I love how you keep saying that number. Yes, yes it is. And I pay $2,000 a month for rent.
Okay, so give me one moment, please. Hold on. Okay, do you own a home or do you rent?
I rent.
Okay, and do you own a car?
I don't own my car. I have a car note.
Okay, so then you probably should be eligible. Okay, so the first step to, you know, through this whole process is where a broker will come down to your home and have a little bit of an assessment with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
when you say assessment, what type of assessment?
They're going to come to your home and have a little bit of an assessment with you. Ask questions, go through some physical things with you.
Okay.
So
Do I need to get doctor notes or something?
So listen, let me discuss. When they come down, they're going to drop paper off at your house at the end of the visit to fill out by your doctor. Now, I know sometimes, you know, it's hard to go down to your doctor and everything. I can have one of our telehealth people call you and do that form with you over the phone.
Okay, I could take it to my doctor. I have a doctor's appointment coming up.
Okay, so you would like to take it to your own doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then send it to the county from there?
Okay.
Fine. So you can definitely do that on your own. If you want us to do the telehealth, we can. No big deal. The number to call for the broker, do you want me to text you the number or tell it to you?
You can text it to me, please.
Okay. So call the broker, schedule an appointment, and text me back with the date and time for the appointment so I can follow up with you after, okay?
Okay, so I'll be able to get the form. What is it? You going to mail me the form or something?
The broker will give it to you when they come down to your home.
Okay.
Okay? So I'll text you the broker's number now, okay?
Okay. I'm waiting for it. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to hang up there and text you the number, okay?
Can you text it to me while we're on the phone so I'll make sure I have it?
Sure, one moment.
My daughter's been coming over helping me more. That's why
okay.
She like, Mom. You might qualify for this, so see if you can get
okay,
some
I
help.
Just Okay, I just texted it to you, okay?
Okay, let me see. Didn't get it yet. Come on now.
It could be you'll get it after we hang up the phone. It does take a minute, like, sometimes to get it. If you don't get it within, like, 5 minutes, then give me a call, okay?
Okay. Is this Miss Stella again?
No, this is Chaya. I'm going to be your enrollment coordinator.
Okay. Hi.
Okay. Amazing.
Okay,
so I'll follow up with you tomorrow.
Can we come?
Yeah.
I didn't receive it yet.
Do you want me to
tell
you?
Great. Finally, I see it. Thank you.
Okay.
You think with these phones, man, listen, I'm from the landline world.
Got it. Okay,
you know?
Fine. Yes,
okay.
So we'll be in touch. Okay.
Thank you, baby.
Short for that.